哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with everyone.
下午我们继续来讲末世三大迷惑。
This afternoon, we will continue the topic of the three main deceptions of the end time.
我们从昨天晚上就开始学习这个题目。
We have started learning about this topic since last night.
主耶稣说，在末世要有人迷惑你们。
And so the Lord Jesus said that in the end times, there will be one who will deceive you.
因为迷惑这是一种骗局。
And so deception is a way to try to trick you and to lie to you.
如果不小心中了迷惑。
And if we are not careful, we might fall into the trap of deception.
就是失去神给我们的救恩。
And we will lose the salvation that God has given us.
第一个，昨天晚上我们谈到有关于虚荣的迷惑。
So last night we talked about the deception of vain glories.
基本上就是骄傲了。
And basically it's referring to pride.
人想要跟神一样。
When a person wants to be equal with God,
人甚至想要代替神。
And when a person tries to even replace the status or position of God,
人想要夺取神的荣耀。
When a person tries to take away the glory of God,
这样子的话，就有这种心态，就会被利用，被迷惑了。
And if we have such a mindset and attitude, then we will be easily deceived.
失去神的救恩。
And we will lose God's salvation.
早上我们讲第二点。
This morning we talked about the second point.
就是金钱的迷惑。
That is the deception of the wealth.
人活着离开不了金钱。
We live in this world, we cannot separate ourselves from money.
但是如果我们的对金钱有很大的欲望。
But if we have great desires for great wealth and money.
一直想要跟人家比较。
And we try to compare ourselves with other people.
一直对自己所拥有的不满意。
And we continue to be dissatisfied with whatever we have.
这样子的话很容易落到金钱的迷惑。
Then very easily we will fall into deception of money.
自己会很愁苦。
We will live a very bitter life.
甚至呢我们会被引诱做一些违背道理违背自己价值观的事情。
We might be tempted to do things that are against the teachings of God as well as those of our moral standards.
无论你是普通的信徒。
And whether we are just the common believer,
或者是传道人、长职、负责人，
or even if we are preachers, ministers, or council members,
都有可能面对这个钱财的迷惑。
We will definitely face the deception of money.
尤其是现在社会上面可以说是非常看重有钱人，非常看重金钱。
Especially in the society today, it really looks highly upon those who are wealthy.
大家都想发达。
Everyone wants to be rich.
大家都想比较。
Everyone wants to compare with someone else.
很容易连信仰都不要了，家庭也不要了。
And very easily they would even give up their family and their faith.
好，那我们下午我们来讲第三点。
And this afternoon we will talk about the third point.
末世三大迷惑。
One of the three main deceptions of the end time.
就是假道的迷惑。
That is the deception of falsehood, of false teachings.
就是假的道理。
That is the false teachings.
假基督假教训
false Christ false words
我们知道基督耶稣他是道成为肉身来到世界
We know that Lord Jesus Christ he is the word that came to this world in the flesh
只有他可以带给人类真正的盼望
Only he can bring the true hope for mankind
但是魔鬼也知道
But the devil also knows this
所以他既然没有办法阻止人家相信耶稣
So since the devil is not able to stop people from believing in the Lord Jesus
因为耶稣很有能力啊
Even though Lord Jesus Christ is very powerful,
但是他可以兴起一些假道理、假基督来让这人去偏差。
And likewise, the devil he can use his power to create false teachings, false words, and falsehood to cause people to be deceived.
那如果你不小心的话
，If we are not careful,
可能啊自己也变成假的工人了。
We ourselves might end up being the false workers,
假的先知
or false prophets.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's read Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
24章的23节。
Chapter 24, verse
23. 23章我们先看第四节。
Let's first read chapter 23, verse 4.
24章第四节。
Sorry, chapter 24, verse 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
先读第四节。24章第四节。
Chapter 24, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
打错了，二十四章第四节，一起读一二三。耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。”第五节，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督， 并且要迷惑许多人。啊，这就是一个属灵上的迷惑。
This is a spiritual deception.
有人说我对虚荣没有兴趣。
Some people say I am not interested in the vain glories.
哦，对名牌啦，那些有成就啦，冠军啊，没有兴趣。
I'm not interested in owning brand name items or in competition or being a champion.
有人说我也很属灵，我对钱没有兴趣。
Some people say I'm very spiritual. I'm not interested in being rich or earning a lot of money.
我钱够用就好了。
I will be satisfied if I have enough money.
我的心要追求神，要追求神的道理。
Because in my heart, I want to pursue after God and His words.
这是非常好。
This is very good.
但是你那么属灵，属灵代表说魔鬼就没有办法迷惑你吗？
Does it mean that because you feel that you're spiritual, that the devil is not able to deceive you?
魔鬼还有一招啊。
The devil has another tactic.
就是叫假道的迷惑。
That is deception through the false word.
要透过假的工人。
Through the false workers.
这些假的工人可以称之为假基督、假先知。
These false workers can be considered as the false Christ or the false prophets.
什么叫假基督呢？
What is a false Christ?
他们传那些基督没有传的，但是他们又说基督差他来传的。
They will preach the message which Lord Jesus Christ did not preach, but they will say and claim that Jesus Christ has sent them to preach.
他们冒基督的名。
And so they just misuse the name of the Lord.
他们也是假先知。
And they are also false prophets.
先知就是替神讲话的人。
Prophets are those who speak on God's behalf.
神派他出去讲的。
And God sent them to speak.
但是有一些人呢，神没有派他出去讲。
But some people, Christ did not send them to speak for him.
或者是不是要他这样讲。
Nor did Christ want them to say certain things.
但是他们自己的意思，自己发明一些道理出来。
But they, according to their own will, they create their own teachings.
哎，但是你可能说我们没有那么笨呐。
But we might say, oh, I'm not that foolish.
哎，这些人不可能是真的了。
It's impossible that these people are true.
因为他们没有神同在。
Because they don't have God's abidance.
哎，但是你看23节、24节啊。
But if you read in verse 23 and 24.
23节、24节。
Verse 23 and 24.
一起读。23节，那一二三。那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，
既
不说基督在那里，你们不要信。24节，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连选民就迷惑了。哇！如果你觉得一个人有神的同在、有神迹，就一定是传真道的话，那你要小心了。
If you believe that someone, if God abides with them, then that means they can perform signs and wonders, then you have to be very careful.
通常我们觉得说，如果你可以行神迹啊，你有神同在，就一定是出于神的。
Because we often feel that if someone is able to perform signs and wonders and miracles, then God must be abiding with them.
譬如说你现在病得很厉害。
For example, you are very gravely ill right now.
医生都医不好。
And the doctors cannot cure you.
这个有一个人说我是传基督的，我是可以帮你的。
And someone says, I preach in the name of Christ and I can help you.
他帮你祷告你就好了。
And once he prays for you, you are healed.
你相不相信他？
Will you believe this person?
你可能很相信他。
Of course, you will start believing in this person.
但是他可以行神迹，代表他传的道理就是对吗？
But just because this person can perform miracles, does that mean what they preach is the truth?
不完全。
That may not be completely true.
因为在主耶稣要来之前呢，
Because before the Lord Jesus comes again,
假基督、假先知都有可能行出很大的神迹。
It is very possible that the false Christ and the false prophets can perform great signs and wonders.
好，如果你只看神迹的话
，If we just focus on the miracles and the signs,
哇，这个教会那个牧师很会讲道，又可以叫死人复活，又可以叫那些不会走路的起来走路啊。
This pastor from this particular denomination is very good. He's very eloquent, and he can resurrect the dead, and he can even heal the those who are crippled that they can walk again.
你看电视啊，或者网络啊，有一些很大的 mega church， 有一些牧师很会所谓的行神迹。
And if you look online on the internet, you'll see that there are some mega churches that have pastors that really know how to perform miracles.
有一些是假的。
Some of them are, of course, are fake.
有一些是他请一些人来演的。
Some of them they hire actors.
有一些人承认了啊，我们收了钱哦，就帮牧师演一下，这个牧师这个教会就有名了。
Some people they admitted that actually, oh, the pastor hired them to act and so that the church will become famous.
但是有一些是真的神迹。
However, there are some miracles that are true.
哇，有名的大牧师，哇，可以医病。
Some very famous pastors, they can really heal.
那很多人就去了。
Those who are sick, and so many people go to those kind of churches.
那主耶稣说啊。
But Lord Jesus said,
不是每一个传基督都是真基督啊。
Not everyone who preaches about Christ is the true Christ.
不是每一个可以行神迹的就是在传真道。
Not everyone who can perform signs and wonders are preaching the truth.
如果你看哇恩典，你看神迹就追随了，你可能就被迷惑了。
If you just focus on the signs and miracles and the grace and blessings and follow them, then you perhaps will be deceived.
哇，那你说传道那就很难了。如果连行神迹都不代表有神同在的话，那我要怎么分辨呢？
So then you may say, "Oh, preacher, that is so difficult because if we cannot even, we cannot tell based on the signs and the wonders and miracles, how can we discern what is true?"
你要分辨的话，你一定要回到圣经。
If you want to discern what is the truth, you have to return to the Bible.
因为在末世主耶稣要来之前。
Because in the end times, before Jesus comes again,
很多教会在传基督。
Many churches will preach about Christ.
很多传道人在传耶稣。
Many pastors and preachers will preach about Jesus Christ.
但是他们所传的真理跟使徒时代所传的是不一样的。
But the truth or the teachings that they preach is not the same as the truth that is preached during the apostolic times.
所以如果你不会真理，你没有在读圣经。
So if you are unfamiliar with the truth and you do not read the Bible,
你对这个基本的得救的真理不明白，不扎根。
And you do not really understand the basic doctrines and truths and you are not rooted in it.
那很容易你可能会被迷惑啊。
Then very easily you might be deceived.
那怎么被迷惑呢？
How will we be deceived?
有些时候是被外面的教派，外面的传道人啊，大牧师啊，那些大教会的，你就跟随了。
Sometimes we might be deceived by the other denominations, by some very famous pastors, and we listen to them and we follow them.
但是有些时候呢，我们可能是被内部的一些已经偏差的工人迷惑，也有可能哦。
But sometimes we might also be led astray internally by the workers who have already gone astray.
因为有一些在按照主耶稣的这个预言啊。
Because according to the prophecy of Lord Jesus Christ,
真的末后里面，在真教会里面也有人会偏差的。
In the end times, within the true church, there will also be people who have gone astray.
那些人会影响别人。
And these people will also influence other believers.
你说有吗？传道真的会这样吗？
So then you might ask, preacher, is that true? Is that right? Will this happen?
其实使徒时代就有的。
In fact, this already happened during the apostolic times.
我们看加拉太书第一章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
加拉太一章的第六节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
一章的第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的，去同别的福音。第七节，那并不是福音，不过是有人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。第八节，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。你看保罗的时代已经有人在教会里面传另外一个福音了。
So here we see that even during Paul's time within the church, there were already people who were preaching a different gospel.
保罗说这些不是福音哦。
And so Paul said, this is not the gospel.
更改了的福音就不是福音了。
Whatever gospel that has been changed is not the true gospel.
福音就只有一个福音啊，就是信耶稣基督怎么得救，全部里面主耶稣讲得很清楚了。
And there is only one gospel of how Jesus preaches regarding salvation, and it is very clear.
就是使徒所传的。
And this is the same as what the apostles preached.
你一定要跟他一模一样，你才能够得救。
It has to be exactly the same as what they preached in order to be saved.
但是如果有人把它改呢？
But if someone has changed it,
你可能说改一点点没关系嘛。
Some people may say it's all right to change a little bit.
保罗说不行，一点都不可以改。
But Paul said that you cannot do that. You cannot even change a bit.
跟我们所传的不一样，那就不行了。
If what is preached is different than what we preach, then that is not fine.
就算有一个天使啊跑出来跟你说啊，哎呀，我告诉你一个新的道理，跟使徒所传的不一样。
Even if an angel suddenly appears in front of you and tells you some teachings that is different than what the apostles preached.
保罗说这也不行。
Paul says even that is not good.
其实那个不可能是天使。
Because in fact that is impossible that is an angel.
因为天使是神派来的，一定是跟使徒传的是一样。
Because angel, the true angel is sent from God, what they preach will definitely be the same as what the apostles preached.
那个是假的天使。
But that might be a false angel.
圣经说啊, 魔鬼也可以装着天使。
Because as the Bible says, that even the devil can disguise himself as an angel.
比如说今天晚上你睡觉, 如果看到一个白色的, 有两个翅膀的,
For example, tonight, if you are sleeping and you see a figure with wings, two wings,
你一定觉得它是什么?
And wearing white garments, well, what do you think it is?
你问小朋友说, 一定是天使嘛, 白色的两个翅膀的。
And you ask the children, they will say, oh, definitely is an angel because it is dressed in white and also has two wings.
但是先不要那么早下定论了。
But let us not make a conclusion so quickly.
如果天使告诉你,
because if the angel, so-called angel, tells you,
哎呀, 下个礼拜不要去教会了,
next week, don't go to church anymore.
那些人都假假的, 你看, 都不跟你打招呼。
Those people, they are all very fake. They do not even greet you.
哇, 不去教会没有用了。
It is useless to go to church.
你相不相信?
Do you believe that?
当然不相信了, 就跟圣经的违背了。
Of course you should not believe it because that is opposite of what the Bible teaches.
或是告诉你说, 不要守安息日啊, 要去礼拜天的教会。
Or the so-called angel will tell you, oh, don't keep the Sabbath, just go to a different denomination that worships on the Sunday.
当然这个也不是出于神的。
That is, of course, not from God.
保罗说了, 连我们啊, 如果我们现在传一个跟以前传给你的不一样的也不行啊。
Paul says, even if we preach to you that is something that is different than what we preached in the past, that is also not right.
所以说在保罗跟他们传改过的福音, 说我有新的发现, 以前的这个不对了, 我告诉你。
If suddenly Paul said to them, oh, I have a new gospel to teach you because I realize that this is better and different than what is in the past.
你很尊重保罗嘛?
You really respect Paul.
你会听他的。
Yeah, you probably listen to him.
保罗说, 如果就算是我传给你一个改过的福音, 你也不要听。
Paul says, but even if I preach to you another gospel that is changed, you should not listen to
哇,
it.
这个迷惑很大哦。
This is a very great deception.
因为一般人对第一个传福音给你那个人有深厚的感情。
Because oftentimes, have a very deep connection with the person who first preached the gospel to us.
因为他是引领你进到基督里面。
Because this person led you into Christ.
他传福音给你,
and this person preached the gospel to you.
他曾经帮过你,
this person helped you before.
甚至帮你祷告,
and this person maybe prayed for you and you were healed.
这帮你洗礼了,
and this person even baptized you.
哇, 你很尊重他,
so you really deeply respect this person.
这个人可能是传道,
this person might be a preacher.
可能长老执事,
might be an elder or a deacon.
以当时来说,
in those times, it may be an apostle.
但是如果保罗说, 如果这个人, 又后来跟你说, 哎呀, 我告诉你啊, 现在不一样了, 你, 你要跟我信不一样。
But if suddenly one day this person tells you, oh, I think there is some change and we should believe in something else.
不要再去真教会了, 不要去真耶稣教会了。
Don't go to True Jesus Church anymore.
啊, 让人家失望的。
Because it always brings disappointment.
或者是呢, 我告诉你, 现在我有个新的发现, 新的道理。
Or let me tell you, I have discovered a new teachings.
跟他们所传的所谓的十大信条不一样的。
It is different than the 10 basic beliefs that they preach.
怎么办?
What should we do?
这个迷惑很大哦。
This is a very great deception.
保罗已经打预防针, 这里先给我们打预防针。
And so here, Paul already gave us an immunization.
如果有人要带你离开这个真福音,
if somebody is leading you away from the truth,
带领离开这个真道,
and try to bring you from the, away from the truth,
带领离开独一的真教会,
to bring you away from the one true church,
保罗说你不要跟他,
Paul says, do not follow them.
也不要跟我, 如果我变成这个人, 也不要跟我。
Don't even follow me. If I become such a person, don't follow me.
保罗说, 如果有人更改福音啊, 这个人要被咒诅的。
Paul said, if somebody changes the gospel, this person has to be cursed.
哇, 因为害死人了。
Because that will harm people.
哇, 那今天我们要很小心。
And so today, we have to be very careful.
因为我们知道, 在末世, 主耶稣要来之前,
because we know that before, in the end times, before Jesus comes again,
教会会有大征战。
There will be great wars within the church.
这个是属灵的征战。
And this is a spiritual war.
会有工人像当时一样偏差，还有带领一些人跟他一起坠落跌倒。
There will be workers just like in those times that will be led astray, and he will lead other believers with him and cause others to stumble.
这个是有圣经的根据的。
And these have a biblical basis.
我们看启示录。
Let's read Revelation.
启示录的第12章。
Revelation chapter 12,
第七到九节,
verse 7 to 9.
启示录12章7到9节,
Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 9.
一起读,
let's read together.
大声读, 1, 2, 3.
在天上就有了征战。米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战,
龙也同他的使者去征战。 这里告诉我们, 在天上有了争战。
So here it tells us that the war broke out in heaven.
我们通常读到这一段的时候，有人就说了：“哎呀，是不是启示录所说的末世再有中东大战？怎么大战呢？”
And some people may say, "Oh, is this that what is said in Revelation about the great wars and battles that happen in the Middle East?"
当然，在主耶稣来之前，地上会有属肉的大战争。
Of course, before Lord Jesus comes again, there will be wars and battles, physical ones in this world.
但是那个不是最厉害的战争。
But that is not the greatest war and battle.
最大的战争是在天上的战争。
The greatest war is the one that breaks out in heaven.
这个天上是指什么啊？
What does the heaven refer to?
其实这个天上是指属灵的真教会里面啊。
Heaven refers to the spiritual church.
因为教会就是属灵的，是在天的。
Because the church is a spiritual church, is spiritual and is in heaven.
虽然我们今天在地，但是其实我们是在天的。
Even though physically we are in this world, but spiritually we are in heaven.
所以启示录这里预言呢，主耶稣来之前在天上有了这属灵的征战。
So here in Revelation, it is prophesied that in the end times there will be a war that breaks out in heaven.
那米迦勒同他的使者跟龙跟他的使者征战。
So Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his followers.
那米迦勒跟他的使者是谁呢？
So who is Michael and his angels?
这是真正跟随神的真信徒啊。
Refers to the true believers who truly follow God.
他们是守真道的，守真理的。
Because they keep the word, the true word, and the true teachings.
但是龙是谁呢？
But who is the dragon?
我们看到第八节哈。
Let's read in verse 8.
第八节，这个龙是谁呢？一二三，并没有得胜的，在没有他们的地方。第九节。
Verse 9.So、the great
那龙就是那古蛇，又名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的啊！原来这个蛇啊，就是大龙啊。
So here, this great dragon actually is the serpent of old.
名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。
And called the devil and Satan.
原来在末世里面，在教会里面有属灵的征战。
And so in the end times within the church, there will be a spiritual battle.
虽然我们信徒已经在天上了，在属灵里面本来要得救的了。
Even though all the believers, we are supposed to be in heaven and spiritually, and that we were about to be saved.
但是龙跟他的使者不甘心啊。
But the dragon and his angels are not happy with that.
他要迷惑属于神的人啊。
And they want to deceive those who belong to God.
那透过什么来迷惑？
And how do they deceive them?
那你第一批人爱虚荣的，如果你不爱虚荣，他就迷惑不到你。
And so the first group of people, those who love the vain glory, and so if you don't are not interested in vain glory, then he cannot deceive you.
你不爱钱，所以钱也迷惑不到你。
And if you don't, you're not interested in money, then he will not able to deceive you with money.
但是你爱神。
But if you love God,
你爱神的工人。
And you love the workers of God,
你追求道理。
You pursue after the truth.
那魔鬼就出最后一招。
Then the devil will use his final tactic.
用假道，用一些变质的福音，变质的真理来迷惑你的心呢。
Using a false word, false teachings, teachings that have been changed to deceive you.
就好像一开始蛇怎么引诱夏娃一样。
Just like at the very beginning, how did the serpent deceive Eve?
这是改变神的道理，神的话。
That is by changing the word of God.
神说不可以吃，绝对不可以吃善恶果，吃了一定死。
God said that you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the day you eat of it, that you will surely die.
神的话是绝对的，这是一定的，没有其他的。
And God's word is absolute. There's nothing else.
但是呢，蛇就改变了。哎呀，神的话不要那么绝对了。
But the serpent changed it and said, "Oh, God's word is actually not that absolute."
不一定死了。
You not necessarily you will die.
哎，这个就是假道的手法。
So that is a method or tactic in preaching the falsehood.
把绝对的变成不绝对。
That is by changing something that is absolute to something that is not absolute.
要得救，你一定要这样做，不可以缺少的，一定要这样子守了。
For example, if you want to be saved, truly be saved, you have to do according to this. You cannot lack any of it.
必须要洗礼。
For example, water baptism.
要接受圣灵，要说灵言。
Receiving Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
要洗脚礼。
Foot washing.
一定要守安息日。
You have to keep the Sabbath.
你守圣餐要一定要按照圣经。
You have to partake Holy Communion according to the method in the Bible.
一定要这样做，你才可以有得救的把握啊。
If you have to do accordingly in order to be guaranteed your salvation.
但是在末世的就有一些人传的就不一样了。
But in the end times, there are people who preach different things.
哎呀，不要讲得那么严了，你怎么知道别人不能得救？
Yeah, you should not be so strict. How do you know that others cannot be saved?
你怎么可以去批评别人？
How can you criticize others?
把绝对的 这变成不绝对。
And so they change something that is absolute to something that is no long that does not seem to be absolute.
那个还不是最厉害的。
But that is not the greatest method.
主耶稣来之前还有更迷惑人的。
But right before Jesus comes again, there will be something that is even more deceiving.
每一个时代哦，迷惑人的道理哦，会不太一样。
In every generation, every era, we will see the teachings that can deceive people is slightly different.
在加拉太书保罗那个时代。
In Galatians, during the time of Paul.
迷惑人的道理，就包括犹太人的，就有一些他们说一定要守割礼。
And so some of the teachings that were deceived others were including the teachings that they have to keep circumcision.
同时呢，他们有受一些外面的一些哲学的思想影响。
And they also were influenced by certain philosophies.From the outside.
那我们今天就不讲那些了，因为对我们没影响。
But today we don't talk about those because it will not, does not really affect us.
但是主耶稣已经说了，末世之前有什么假道会影响人的。
But the Lord Jesus already told us in the end times what sort of false teachings will affect us.
我们看马太福音。
Let's read Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章三十四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 36.
马太福音二十四章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 36.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
一起读。
Let's read together.
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。这时候在讲什么？
What does this refer to?
因为整个二十四章，主耶稣讲了，人子再来之前有什么预兆啊？
And so, in the whole chapter 24, the Lord Jesus talked about what are the signs when the Son of Man is going to come again.
哇，如果你看二十四章从第三节一直看第九节
，If we read from chapter 24, verse 3 onwards, to verse 9,
你会发觉啊，都已经应验了，一个一个在应验了。
We see one all of these are starting to be fulfilled.
比如说我们看第六节
，Let's for example in verse 6,
二十四章第六节
，chapter 24, verse 6,
你怎么知道主耶稣快来了？
How do you know Lord Jesus is coming soon?
你听见打仗，还有打仗的风声。
You hear of wars and the rumors of wars.
人类历史常常都有打仗。
In human history, throughout the human history, there's always wars.
但是主耶稣来之前，打仗还有打仗的风声会吹得更厉害。
But when Jesus is about to come again, you hear of wars and the rumors of wars, it will be much more prevalent.
如果你有看新闻。
If you read the news,
你会知道现在2024年是有史以来人类有史以来最近100年来最紧张的时间。
You will realize that in year 2024, in the past 100 years or past century, this is the most anxious or critical moment.
没有错，过去100年全球打了两次世界大战。
Indeed, in the past century that there are two major world wars.
但是那个时候并没有大量的核子弹。
But at that time, there was no large amounts of nuclear weapons.
但是如果要打第三次世界大战
，But if there's a third world war,
那一定是最后的世界大战。
That will definitely be the final of the wars.
因为那个时候全部核子弹拿出来丢在地球上面。
Because if everyone takes out the nuclear weapons and shoots it to all the places of the world,
一定会毁灭。
Then definitely everything will be destroyed.
人类也没有力量可以打第四次世界大战了。
And we will not have the ability to recover to even have a fourth world war.
因为人类可能大部分都被摧毁了。
Because the majority of the human population would probably have been destroyed.
但是第六节说这里打仗还有打仗的风声啊。
But here in verse 6, it tells us we hear of wars and the rumors of wars.
最近很多打仗的风声。
And so recently we hear many rumors of wars.
真的，你看新闻你就知道了。
And indeed, if you read the news, you will know.
现在俄罗斯跟北约已经在冲突的边缘。
And so we see that in the Ukraine, Russia, that they are already
Russia and NATO.
And the NATO, they are already fighting at the very brim of fighting each other.
Direct confrontation.
And direct confrontation.
只要北约其中一个国家被攻击。
And so as long as one of the NATO countries are attacked.
我们不要以为我们加拿大这边很安全呢。
We should not think that we hear us being in Canada, we are very safe.
我们加拿大也是北约。
Because Canada, we are part of NATO as well.
只要北约打仗，加拿大马上也等于打仗。
And if NATO starts the war, then that means we are in war as well.
美国也会介入。
And the U.S. will also join the war.
就会世界大战。
And then we will have a global world war.
再来，中国跟台湾很紧张。
And there is also tension between China and Taiwan.
南韩和北韩也很紧张。
And there is a tension between North and South Korea.
中南海，这个南中国海也很紧张。
And there's a lot of tension in the South China Sea as well.
这个都是风声啊，一直在吹啊。
And so this is the rumors of wars that we continuously hear.
但是主耶稣说你不要惊慌。
But Lord Jesus says that do not fear.
最后的时间还没有到。
Because the final hour is not yet.
你现在还可以聚会，还可以信主，还可以开灵恩会。
Because right now you can still hold services, you can have an opportunity to believe in the Lord, you can still hold spiritual convocations.
再来呢，有多处必有饥荒、地震。
But next will come the famine and the pestilences and the earthquakes.
尤其是地震哦。
Especially the earthquakes.
过去一个礼拜发生了两个大地震。
So in the past week, there are two major earthquakes.
台湾花莲 7.6 级大地震。
In Hualien, in Taiwan, there's a 7.6 scale earthquake.
全台湾都受到影响。
And the whole Taiwan was affected.
但是大家以为说，哎呀，还好我们不在台湾，我们在北美洲，离开很远。
But some people say, oh, thankfully I'm not in Taiwan. I'm far away in North America.
昨天在纽约发生大地震。
But yesterday in New York, there was also a great earthquake.
纽约是不太会地震的地方。
New York is not a place that is common that has common earthquakes.
但是都在地震呢。
But even such a place has earthquakes.
一个礼拜之内，那么两个明显的大地震。
Within a week, there's two major earthquakes that happens.
主耶稣说啊，第八节啊。
So Lord Jesus said in verse 8.
这是灾难的起头啊。
These are the beginning of sorrows.
灾难的起头啊。
The beginning of sorrows.
原文叫做生产之难。
And so in the original text, it's just as the birthing pains.
什么叫生产之难？
What is the birthing pain?
我们知道女人要生孩子之前。
We know before the woman give birth.
她子宫会收缩。
We know the uterus will contract.
一开始那个时段会比较长。
And so at first there might be longer periods of time.
越靠近生出来了，收缩的就越快。
And so as the delivery is coming closer, then it will have the contractions will be shorter and shorter.
那最后就把孩子挤出来了。
And so after that, the child will be born.
这里是告诉我们了。主耶稣来之前，哇，这个地震啊，瘟疫啊，打仗啊，风声啊，哦，越来越密，越来越密。
And so Lord Jesus is telling us that in the future, as the end time approaches, the rumors, the wars, the earthquakes, the pestilences, all these things will happen at closer and closer frequencies.
所以这告诉我们，主耶稣快来啊。
And so this tells us that Jesus is coming soon.
不要以为说这个世界会更美好。
Let us not tell ourselves that this world is going to become much better.
是不会变更好的。
It will not become much better.
因为太罪恶了。
Because it is really wicked and sinful.
赶紧相信神，赶紧悔改。
We need to quickly take opportunity to believe in the Lord and to repent.
但是问题是，主耶稣什么时候来？
But the question is, when will Jesus come again?
我们看24章。
Let's read in chapter 24.
24章第36节。
And so, chapter 24, verse 26.
24章36节。
Sorry, chapter 24, verse 36.
我们一起读。
Verse 36, let's read together.
一二三。但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。哇，这个就是主耶稣先警告我们的。
And so here, Lord Jesus is warning us.
主耶稣哪一天来没有人知道。
Lord, no one knows when the Lord Jesus will come again.
哪一个时间来你也不知道。
We do not know what the hour he will come again.
就是你不要去猜了。
Which means don't try to guess.
你不要去预言了。
Don't try to predict when Jesus will come.
如果有人预言说主耶稣一定是哪月某年某月某日来某时来。
If someone tries to predict or prophesy saying that the Lord Jesus will come on a particular month, particular day, particular hour.
这个就是假先知啊。
These are all false prophets.
所以我们要小心哦。
So we have to be very careful.
无论是我们教会之外或者是我们教会里面。
Whether it's people from outside our church or even within our church.
如果有人要预言。
If somebody tries to prophesy,
主耶稣快来啊，哪一年来了？
And try to say, oh, Jesus is coming soon, and what year he will be coming again.
不要读书了，不要上学，不要工作，房子全部卖掉，捐给教会，我们等主耶稣来。
Don't go to work anymore, don't go to school, sell everything that you have, and just wait for Jesus to come again.
外面有一些教派真的是这样，曾经有这样传呢。
And indeed, there are some religious groups outside that preach this kind of message.
这个要小心啊，不是出于神的。
But we have to be very careful because this is not from God.
因为不可以有人去预言主耶稣是哪一年哪一天哪一月来的。
Because no one will be able to predict when and what year, what month the Lord Jesus will come again.
那如果我们不小心呢，自己是工人呢，也可能被迷惑。
And if we are not careful, even if we are the workers of God, we might be deceived.
我们教会里面也曾经有工人这样跌倒的。
In our church, there have been such workers before that have stumbled.
我们早期的工人也有一些人很大胆的预言，主耶稣啊，他就算了，用圣经的一些日子啊，怎么算了啊？主耶稣一定是某年某月某日要来了。
So these workers use some Bible passages and some numbers and try to come up with a particular year, particular month and day that the Lord Jesus will come again.
这是早期的工人的第二代哦。
So this is the very early workers of the church, perhaps in the second generation of workers.
在中国的地方啊。
And this was in the mainland China.
这个人是很有声望的。
And so this person is very, he's very,
很 famous 的，在教会里
面。He's very famous in the church.
在教会里面的北方也很有影响力的。
And so he was very influential in the northern part of China.
就很大胆的预言，主耶稣一定是哪年哪月来的。
So very boldly, he tried to prophesy what year, what month, what day Jesus will come again.
有一些教会的人就被他影响。
And some of the believers in the church were influenced and affected.
就相信了，主耶稣一定会哪一年来的。
And so they believed, oh, Jesus will come at that time.
结果主耶稣没有在那一年来。
But Lord Jesus did not come at that time.
那他又说了，哎呀，主耶稣跟我说了，他改了时间了。
But then this person said, oh, Lord Jesus told me that he changed the time.
主耶稣，圣经的，如果你真的有看圣经，你就知道这个人已经被迷惑了。
But if you truly compare that and read the Bible, you'll know that this person actually has been deceived.
这个人可能以前很好，以前很清楚，头脑很清楚。
Maybe this person in the past, he was very good, he was very clear-minded.
以前很谦卑。
He was very humble in the past.
谦卑的人在神面前，神会保守他，没有那么容易被迷惑。
Those who are truly humble before the Lord, God will protect them and keep them so that they will not easily be deceived.
但是如果心中有骄傲,
But if there is pride in our hearts,
很想自己与众不同,
if we really try to be excellent or separate ourselves from the group of people,
很想说我领受的是跟别人领受的不一样,
and we really want to feel that we receive something from the Lord that is different than anyone else.
神是直接跟我讲话的,
God speaks to me directly.
不会跟你们讲话, 神是透过我跟你们讲话的。
God will speak to me only. He will not speak to you. He will speak to you through me.
这种心态啊，很好被魔鬼利用。
This kind of mindset is actually very easy for the devil to use to deceive.
你可能真的是听到声音跟你说啊，什么什么什么，几人几月几日。
Indeed, you might even hear a voice that tells you what day, what hour that the Lord Jesus will come again.
最基本的圣经的话都忘记了。
But if you forget the very basic and fundamental truth in the Bible,
说实在，我们是工人啊，我们是谁啊？
Even if we are workers, we are actually no one.
我们只是仆人而已。
We are actually servants.
我们跟别人有什么不一样？
How are we different than others?
我们一样是人，一定是软，一样是软弱的。
We are just human beings. We are weak.
但是就有工人喜欢跟别人不一样。
But there are workers who like to distinguish themselves from other people.
喜欢讲一些跟别人不一样的。
They like to speak.Words that are different than others.
那你真的会被迷惑，会得到不一样的东西，你就以为是从神来的。
Then truly you will be deceived, and you might receive something different, and you think that is from God.
在另外一个实践里面。
And so
后来啊，在这件事情的后来啊。
And so later on after this incident.
在另外一个国家。
In another country.
又有另外一个工人，有一天又看到一个异象还是怎么样的。
There was another worker that saw some vision.
说主耶稣要来，什么时候来？
And then he said, oh, Jesus is coming, and at what time?
他看到199，然后最后一个字在闪，没有指示出来。
And so he saw 199, and then the last digit was blinking.
哇，他就告诉大家了。
So then he was telling everyone.
哇，我看到主耶稣给我这个异象。
I saw this vision that the Lord Jesus showed me.
199，但是最后在闪。
1990 something, and the last digit was blinking.
在那个时候也引起大家的很多的讨论了。
And so that really aroused a lot of discussion at that time.
那个时候还是1990年代了，当然了，不是一九八几年的。
Because the time was the 90s, is not the 80s anymore.
对的，199能够闪到哪里？顶多是1999嘛，对不对？
So in the 1990s, what's the last number that it could be? The maximum is 1999.
他也不敢明说，因为他怕变假先知。他就说，你看这个，主耶稣给我闪这个。
But this worker said, oh, he dare not say 1999 because he didn't want to be considered a false prophet. But he said, Lord Jesus, show me this vision.
他很狡辩的。
So he
would, 他很会变的。
So he really knew how to change his stories.
他说主耶稣说啊，没有说 day, 没有说 hour, 没有说 year。
So he said, oh, here in the Bible, Lord Jesus didn't say the year.
对不对？
He just says day and hour.
Day and hour, 我们这个年呢，说不定有可以告诉你那个年呢。
But maybe Jesus will tell you the year.
1999那个也过了，主耶稣还没来。
But even 1999 has passed, but Jesus has not come yet.
不要玩这种游戏啊，不要这样狡辩啊。
So don't try to play these games or try to make these stories up.
主耶稣为什么主耶稣不告诉你他什么时候来？
Why did Lord Jesus not tell you when he will come?
就算主耶稣没有告诉你你会哪一天死。
Just like how Lord Jesus will not tell you the day that you will pass away.
问大家，如果主耶稣可以告诉你哪一天死，你想不想知道？
And so, let me ask you, if Jesus is going to tell you the day that you will die, do you want to know it?
如果你知道，你可能今天开始就睡不着了。
Maybe if you find out, you'll start to not be able to fall asleep.
还剩一点点时间呢。
Oh, I feel like I have just a very little bit of time left.
或者是你觉得说，哇，还有80年啊，那我现在不用去教会了，最后一分钟再来回来。
Or you feel like, oh, I have 80 years left, so I don't have to go to church until the very last moment.
你就不用知道，这个不，你不需要知道的。
So we don't need to know.
你需要警醒，每天都把它当成最后一天。
But what you need to do is to be vigilant and to consider every day as the last day.
每年都把它当成最后一年。
Every year to be the last year.
这个就是警醒啊。
That is what it means to be vigilant.
所以这也是一个迷惑。
That is a type of deception.
如果信徒听到有工人这样讲，你要分辨。
So if the believers hear workers,speak about these kind of teachings, then you have to know how to discern.
这就是迷惑啊。
Because it is a type of deception.
那对工人来说也是个迷惑。
And it is also a deception for the worker himself.
你工人喜欢跟别人不一样。
Because if the worker likes to be different than others,
有一种骄傲的心。
Then that shows a heart of pride.
或者是有时候自己本身对教会有不满。
Or perhaps this person is dissatisfied with the church.
也会被迷惑。
This can also cause them to be deceived.
比如说组织对我不好，教会对我不好。
Like, oh, the organization, the church does not treat me well.
哎，你有这种心哦。
If we have this kind of heart and mindset,
你心可能会慢慢会偏掉。
Then very slowly, your heart might slowly go astray.
这会被迷惑啊。
Then you will be deceived.
那无论你是工人或者是信徒。
So whether you are a worker or a believer,
被迷惑都是没有什么好结果的。被迷惑都很惨的。
There is no good consequence or result of being deceived. It is all very pitiful in the end.
为什么？
Why?
因为被迷惑的话，到最后就会好像那个心啊，会掉下来一样。
Because if you are deceived, in the end, it is just like the star that falls.
我们看启示录第十二章。
Let us read Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章第三节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
启示录十二章第三节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。天上又出一像来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕。第四节，它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，甩在地上。龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等他生产之后，要吞吃他的儿子。所以第三节的第一段告诉我们
，So the first part of verse 3 tells us
啊，天上出现一个异象了
，That there's a sign that appeared in heaven。
这里所说的天上就是整个属灵的教会。
Here when it says heaven, it refers to the spiritual true church。
跟我们之前读的第七节那边是一样，天上的征战是一样。
It is the same as what we read in verse 7 earlier. That is the battle, the war that happened in heaven.
有征战，天使的使者跟魔鬼的使者在征战呢。
And when there was a war that broke out in heaven, it was between the angels and the dragon and his followers.
龙的使者就被打到地上去了。
And then the dragon and his followers were cast to the earth.
那第四节、第三节这里讲的也是一样的事情。
And so in verse 3 here also talks about the same event.
有一个使者掉下来了，他会拖拉着别的星辰掉下来。
And so when an angel was cast down, he also drew a third of the stars of heaven with him.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
如果有一个传道人被迷惑了，
If a preacher is deceived,
他传假道，
and he starts to preach the false teachings,
当然他自己被迷惑了，他不会觉得我是传假道啊。
Of course, if the preacher himself is deceived, he will not feel that he is preaching the false words.
他觉得我是领受到新的真理啊。
He feels that I have received the fresh and the true and new teachings.
那其实他已经被迷惑了。
But he has been deceived.
好了，你是他的粉丝。
If you are a fan of this preacher,
我们知道啊，信徒很喜欢当粉丝，知道吗？
Do you know that as believers, we really like to be fans?
啊，我喜欢这个传道，我要听他的。
I like this preacher a lot. I like to listen to his sermons.
哎呀，这个杨传道讲的不好啊！一听他这个题目讲了一百遍，我把他跳了。
Oh, this preacher I don't like to listen to because it talked about 100 times.
这个传道常骂人的，我不喜欢听的。
This preacher really likes to scold people. I don't like to listen to his teachings.
这个有博士的，我喜欢听他。
Oh, this person has a PhD. I like to listen to his sermons.
这个讲道有口才，我喜欢听他。
This person speaks very eloquently. I like to listen to his sermons.
这个有爱心，很喜欢帮助人，我喜欢这个传道。
Oh, this preacher really has lots of love and likes to help others. So I like to listen to his sermons.
很多信徒喜欢当粉丝。
So many believers like to be like a fan.
你当粉丝的话要小心了。
You have to be careful if you try to be fans of preachers.
我们只能当主耶稣的粉丝。
We can only be the fans of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只能跟随主耶稣。
We should only follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
不能跟随人啊。
We should not follow man, follow people.
你跟随人，人这个工人跌倒了，你就跟他了。
If we follow people, if this worker falls and stumbles, we will fall and stumble along with him.
真的，过去曾经发生过。
Indeed, this has happened before in the past.
很有恩师的传道人。
Is a preacher that is very gifted.
犯罪。
Had committed sins.
那些爱他的传道，那些信徒啊，尊敬他的信徒了、啊，他们也灰心了，不来教会。
And those believers who really liked him, they also were discouraged and disappointed and no longer came to church.
没有错，你会失望，但是你是信谁啊？是信传道还是信耶稣啊？
Of indeed, you will feel disappointed. But who are you believing in? Are you believing in the preacher or in God?
过去也有曾经很有大权柄的大恩师的传道人。
In the past, there are also preachers that are full of authority and power.
自己被迷惑了。
But because they were deceived.
传的是道理，跟本会的基本信仰不一样了。
The teachings that they preach is different than the basic beliefs of our true church.
他自己偏了。
And the preacher has gone astray.
他的粉丝也跟他偏了。
Even the fans and the believers follow him and were led astray.
这个传道人不来教会了，离开了。但是呢，他们也是跟着离开了。
And so the preacher has left the church, no longer comes to church, and these believers also follow him.
如果你是跟人的话，
so if we follow people,
他的尾巴就会拖拉天上的星辰三分之一。
Then it is as if his tail that will draw a third of the stars of heaven and throw them to earth.
所以我们要问问自己啊，到底你是跟谁？
So we need to ask ourselves these questions. Who are we following?
人家被迷惑，你是不是也是跟着被迷惑？
If other people are deceived, are we going to be deceived as well?
还是你的根基是在圣经上？
Or are we rooted and based on the Bible?
在主耶稣身上？
Are we rooted in Jesus?
我要跟主跟到最后。
And we want to follow the Lord Jesus to the very end.
跟着主耶稣基督。
Follow Lord Jesus Christ.
在真教会里面。
To remain in the true church.
这样子我们的信仰，我们的得救才有把握。
And that way, then we can be sure of our salvation.
希望我们能够克服这个迷惑。
We hope we can overcome these deceptions.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymns.
354首。
Hymn 354.